Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Friday, July 29th, 2022. I want to say thank you for everyone who has made this show possible. I want to thank you for your belief, your support. God bless each and every one of you. Tomorrow, starting the 30th, those who have registered for the mini conference, you can sign back into your account and download the videos that will be up there. And because we are adding more content, the PDF will be available not tomorrow, but Wednesday. All right. On or about Wednesday. The reason, again, it's grown into well over 200 pages. The images, they tell a very specific story. And this is, we are working very, very diligently on this. And as a bonus, which we didn't even know at the beginning, you know, as finds, as we continue, as the Gen 6 team continues to find artifacts, you will be the first to know. All right. So that'll be posted in your account or in the account, and you'll be the first to know. So this is really good. I would urge, if you haven't done so already, because time is now, go ahead and register, create the account, and then tomorrow, Saturday, you can have access to, you'll have access to the videos, and midweek, next week, the massive PDF. I'm telling you, what a fantastic product this is. And if you want to know why this is important, why I think this is important, quite frankly, when you look at the biblical history and you look at history, the history we're taught doesn't line up with biblical history until you take the filter of deception out, and then you show these finds and these artifacts, and then the translations of the glyphs and so on and so forth, and you see, oh, wow. It does verify the biblical account of history, but it also gives you some insight into what's happening today. That's right. So there it is. And it helps keep us on the air, and it helps Steve with his continued expeditions. And it's really kind of exciting because kind of like an investigation, one lead often leads to another, which leads to another. So you'll be the first to know, and perhaps the only ones to know, depending on how things go. It's phenomenal. And I don't put my name or the name of the Hagman Report behind anything that I don't believe in myself. And this is something that I do incredibly believe in. Eric the Tech's been working his backside off, I'll tell you that, getting things ready to go and making it very easy for you folks, to sign in, sign up, and go from there. All right. Now we can get into headlines, and that's something that I will leave to others to do. I like deep dives. You know, there are many things that are wrong, visibly wrong. We are being told not to believe our eyes. Remember the old cartoon, guy walks in on his wife, and it's an off-color cartoon. Guy walks in on his wife being unfaithful to him, and, you know, don't believe your eyes, or vice versa, whatever it is. No, don't believe your eyes. Well, that's kind of where we're at right now. And I want to thank Deborah Kay. I don't have permission to use her last name, but she sent an email out. It looks like kind of a, she may have an email group. I'm not sure. I think I'm on that group. I'm glad to be on that group. And she I got this yesterday. I got this on Thursday. She listened to Wednesday's program with Aaron Brickman. Aaron Brickman is a financial guru, and he had some really interesting things to say about the financial reset, how that's going to take place, what has to happen first. And the fact that the destruction of the economy is necessary in order to revamp New America, which I didn't understand at first. And I happened across, I think it was a Steve Bannon episode. I watch so much in order to bring you like the distilled version of things. So, but anyway, getting back to Deborah, email. Aaron Brickman on Wednesday, if you didn't watch it, please do, provided us with a Turkish proverb. And here it is. When a clown moves into a palace, he doesn't become a king. The palace becomes a circus. I said that because everything right now that we're seeing, we're told, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe what you're seeing, which is, it's this or it's that. But what you're seeing is not really what you think. I often use the phrase, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. As an investigator, talking to a witness, talking to a potential or a suspect, whatever it might be. All right. You lie to me. It's over. You lie to me once, I don't believe another word you say. You know, we should be more like that. Don't lie to me. Don't tell me what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. Now, there are exceptions. You can, you know, perhaps you might see things from a different perspective or a different angle, not perspective, but angle. And, okay. But no, that's not this. What we're seeing right now is this clown world, and we're being told, oh, everything is fine. Recession. We're not in a recession. You know how we'll guarantee that? We'll change the definition of recession. But then when we talk about things like that, we get banned, censored. The algorithms go crazy. All of a sudden, you can't find Hagman Report, right? It's that way with many, many, many cases of many phrases. So we're not really in a recession because we changed that definition. But then the fact checkers will say, no, the definition wasn't changed. Don't believe your lying eyes. Yeah, it was. Again, how fitting of a proverb. When a clown moves into a palace, he doesn't become a king. The palace becomes a circus. And that's exactly where we're at today. So don't tell me I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. Owen Schroyer did a extended video. I think it was yesterday. It might have been the day before. I'm not sure. About Joe Biden. We showed the clip, Biden, the wide-eyed clip, and then the other Biden. I don't know. How many Bidens are there? Joe Bidens are there. I'm asking that. And, look, one thing I do know, in Washington, there are such things as body doubles. And they serve a specific purpose. There's no ill intent at times behind it, or at least not before. Every year, perhaps maybe you don't know, they practice the White House, the infrastructure around the White House. They practice for the president's funeral. Did you know that? Yeah, they do. It's just kind of like newspapers have obituaries already written of people. It's just one of those things. So if somebody dies, they pull it out. Okay, most of the stuff's in there. They add to it, but a bing, we're ready. Same thing with, so there are body doubles out there. I get that. Some for security purposes, just like there are three Marine Ones. I had the privilege of being on the South Lawn in the White House when President Trump was there. And yeah, three Marine One helicopters. Does that mean there are three? What does that mean? Well, it's a defense mechanism in that case. Okay. But Biden, there's something not right with this. And people who say, well, this is just a nonsensical conspiracy theory. Again, we're living in a circus. If you don't see this, if you were deluded, not you, the audience, but you, the general population, don't see that we have a problem here. I don't know what to tell you. I want to start off with this. Owen Schroyer, doing a good job of laying this out better than I would do and I have done. These are some of the highlights from his show. This is from band.video. This is about Joe Biden's appearance. Listen, watch. If you can, if you're listening to this, you'll get the idea. And then just come to HagmanReport.com and watch the video if you're driving right now or if you're at a work site, whatever. Hello, Matt. How you doing? You know, come back and take a look. But watch this.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
Folks, that is an actual video put out by the White House today. I don't know what they're doing to Joe Biden, but that dude looks messed up. Put that back on the screen. Obviously, the guy's sick. He sounds like he's sick. He sounds exactly like he sounded when he was in Israel a week ago when he had COVID in Israel, spreading it around the world. What did they do to Joe Biden to make him look like that? Seriously, what is that? Something is wrong here. Honestly, folks, this is like really weird. What is that? Is that like they did like a post edit to his eyeballs, or did they have some sort of like facial reconstructive surgery the last couple days? What is going on with that? They actually put that out. We didn't doctor that video. That's the actual video put out by the White House.
I know it wasn't rape.
Yeah, there was some statutory
child molest, maybe.
It was something else, but I don't believe it was rape. And when we get all the information, somebody will tell me in my ear.
He gave her Quaaludes. He gave her champagne. Mm-hmm. She was drugged. She was 13 years old. Here's a transcript. But that's what I'm saying. You're 13 years old. She was still a child.
Initially, he was charged with rape. Go ahead. And then he pled guilty to having sex with a minor. I have to tell you again, you know, we're a different kind of society. We see things differently. The world sees 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds in the rest of Europe. They're seen oftentimes.
Well, I wonder what.
So Whoopi Goldberg defends Roman Polanski raping a 13-year-old girl by saying, hey, in Europe, they do it all the time.
So what we do know is that adolescents actually have the capacity to make a reasoned, logical decision.
Okay.
And here's the other thing.
Stop right there. I don't want to get too far afield. My bad. I didn't cut it off where it needed to be cut off. And then I didn't add to that. But go back to that that image of Biden. Not blinking. Look, folks, okay, when I talk to, when I talk to suspects or witnesses or whatever, one of the things I do, and folks, there it is on your screen. You've got to make assessments of what is sitting across from you, who is saying, what's going on. The average spontaneous blink rate, just as an FYI, in general, for healthy individuals, is between 12 and 15 blinks per minute. Now, that does rise and fall depending on conditions. Under relaxed conditions, believe it or not, the blink rate rises. under more tense conditions, it falls. This guy doesn't blink for 33 seconds. Now, again, a study in behavioral analysis, of which I'm qualified to speak. I'm certified in the forensic discipline of behavioral analysis, in certain parts of it, that is, okay, court certified, as an investigator. I would look at this if I was doing an interview with this person, and I would immediately terminate the interview, and depending on the situation, require a urinalysis and a blood test. What are you on? Because obviously you're on something. Now, again, leave that up there if you don't mind, because there is more to this. Supposedly, and you have to dig for this because the media is making this murky. And be careful what you see, read, and even hear on the social media platforms. You'll see Joe Biden looking a little different, especially on Twitter, wearing different clothes, sounding a little bit different, but looking decidedly physically different, but reportedly being from the same day. Most assuredly from the same location based on the background objects and such. Now, what did I just say? I know what I'm seeing, but what I'm seeing, they're telling me to believe it's one Joe Biden, one time, one clip, essentially. When despite one or two hard edits, obvious, and they're passing this off as normal. It's far from normal. And look, I'm not a conspiracy whack job where I think that there's, you know, 20 Bidens walking around, but whatever this is should not be anywhere near the Oval Office. And damn Jill Biden. And damn Klein and others who are propping this guy up. Look, if he was my father and they were using him, if he is cognitively impaired, doesn't know what he's doing, walking around in his pajamas, all for a little power, how dare they? But that's not even the problem. The problem is they're saying 81 million votes to this Muppet. And if this Muppet is obviously part and parcel to the scam, then damn him too. Look, we are being told things that are not true, whether it be about the injections, whether it be about what's going on in the Oval Office. Again, you bring a clown into a palace, it doesn't make him a king. It makes the palace a circus. There it is. There's the circus. But to what end? I asked, to what end would this serve? If you can put the graphic I attached on the screen, this compliments of Glenn Beck. There are four things right now that are in play in the United States that I think are perhaps the most important issues that are under attack by the left, by the communists, by the infiltrators inside this country, as well as the outside enemy. The four industries, this is taken from a Glenn Beck video. Four industries they must dominate. When I say they, I'm talking about the enemies of the United States of America as it used to be. Number one is energy. Two is food supply. Three is healthcare. Four is transportation. Now, Glenn Beck in his video went down the list and and talked about each one. And we can see energy through the climate change emergency, the climate change president. You saw that. In fact, I'll put the PDF back in this program description box. And I'm really happy to say this. You're going to see a news portion where I'm going to have little nuggets of news on a separate page. And this will be part of it as well. Eric the Tech constructed that. So a new part of HagmanReport.com. It'll be active here soon. If it's not already active. It's not like he's got anything else to do, Eric the Tech. I'm tired of him, spending the days at the beach. Family time. It's overrated, Eric the Tech. Don't throw things at me. I'm kidding. But look at this list. Energy, food supply, healthcare, and transportation. They're all in on all four. They want you to be driving electric cars from the bottom. Obama took over healthcare, 25% of America's industry, industrial base, or the economic base. Food supply, you're going to feel this really soon in the event you haven't already. The high prices are just the start. It's the lack of availability. And of course, energy. You want to know what you're in for? You want your air conditioning to be shut down? They're going to shut it down. They're going to have rolling blackouts. They're going to, in the summer. You may say, well, okay, no problem. But what about the winter with the heat? It's going to happen in the winter, and it's going to happen this winter. Food supply, it's only going to get worse. Healthcare, if you can get it. Let me tell you a little bit about healthcare. Let me go off the script a little bit. Let me tell you something about healthcare. First of all, Emerald Robinson on Substack did a marvelous article. The title is, "Why is the CDC Hiding Excess Death Data?" There's a 50,000 sudden adult death syndrome, or SADS, and cancer deaths that have gone missing. There's 50,000 deaths that have gone missing from the CDC website. The number of non-natural cause deaths in America has skyrocketed so much that the CDC has simply stopped processing the data. What's causing that? In fact, the CDC stopped updating cancer deaths in week 50 of 2021. Now, let me think. Does that correspond with anything I know? Let's see. How about, yes, I know. How about the injecticide? You're right. Guess what? I know a guy, used to be my neighbor, healthy as an ox. He could outdo me in a heartbeat. I mean, great guy. About my age, maybe a little older, year maybe. Got the jab. A couple months later, I got a stomach ache. Goes into the hospital at his wife's urging. After the pain went from a stomach ache to, man, I can't take it anymore. Diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Died that night. There are numerous stories about this. They are killing you. Again, this goes back to, don't tell me it's raining when you're peeing on me. So 50,000 plus excess deaths taken out of the CDC. Oh. The injections, okay? The injections too. This is another one. Oh boy, let me see if I can find this. Hang on a second here. I got this. Hang on. I got it. Oh, here it is right here. Just to be clear, as a preface to what I'm about to say, National Pulse reports that new Fauci financials reveal 800,000 dollar investment windfall in 2020, bringing his net worth to over $10 million. Hey, it's a nice job if you can get it, right? And this goes to previously unseen financial disclosures reveal that Fauci's household net worth totals over 10 million. And this includes, now listen to this, and if this doesn't piss you off, then I don't know what will, including a nearly $1.8 million gain in investments held by, you ready, the National Institutes of Health official in 2020 alone. Man, I'll tell you what, COVID's a big business. You know that, though. But those are the numbers. But here's another little ditty, compliments of the National Pulse. I like National Pulse, I'm telling you. Natalie Winters is just one heck of a reporter. Exclusive. You ready for this? Hang on. Fauci's wife. I don't even know why that sounds funny, but Fauci's wife insisted on COVID, and this is a headline, on COVID-19 vaccine trials for children. Okay, you cannot make this up. Fauci, NIAID, part of the National Institute of Health, Fauci's wife, who is also the head of the Department of Bioethics. What the hell is that? At the National Institutes of Health Clinical Center, authored a paper detailing how to enroll children in COVID-19 vaccine trials. They want you dead. They want your kids dead. They're laughing all the way. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at us. And they're saying, you know what? No one's paying attention. I watched a video, and I'm sure you've seen them as well. Guy on the street pulls in these, I don't know, people that walk around with iPhones. They can name all the flipping Kardashian people. I don't even know who Kardashians are, but they can't tell you how many dimes in the dollar, how many continents on the planet, how many. They can't even tell you what planet they're on. That's the goal. One more thing. Pay attention to this, folks. Pay really close attention to this. I try to focus on things that are extremely important. You talk about the upcoming elections. This is something you're not going to hear in too many places. Bannon talked about this. Executive Order 14019, EO 14019, March of 2021, 200-day lead time in effect, going into effect now. The Promoting Access to Voting, which also gives rise to HR 1 and HR 4, but I digress in that. All of this is designed to steal the election for 2022, the midterm. So if you think you're going to vote in a normal fashion, you're way out of this mess we're in now. Ain't happening. Problem is this. We have to show up in more numbers. We, the constitutional conservatives, in more numbers than ever before. To the point where they cannot deny. Well, they can deny, but they cannot convince the noob out there that they won, we lost. We've got to overtake the system. Because if we don't do it this way, as I mentioned, I think yesterday, more AR-15s and more AK-47s were sold in the last 12 months than F-150 pickup trucks. That's where it's going to go. But watch this video clip from Steve Bannon. This is video one. New York 22 candidate Claudia Tenney. Biden issued executive order allowing Zuckerbucks in elections. I thought we got rid of that. I thought we got rid of all of this. It's only a 2-minute clip, too, roughly. We'll play this, watch this, and we'll end this segment. But this is, I'm telling you, this is war. This is war. Here it is.
But I got to go to Claudia Tenney. Congressman Tenney, thank you for stepping away from the vote and calling in. I got a question. Yesterday, everybody was monitoring and watching President Trump and what happened at the America First Policy Institute. John Lott, the great John Lott of More Guns, Less Crime, tweeted out something about $1 billion executive order. Biden signed it. It's going to ensure ballot harvesting in all the federal facilities, particularly housing. And they said it came off of a talk that you were giving on a panel. We know that you're on top of this more than anybody. Can you explain exactly? Because I think John took the tweet down. Can you explain exactly what you were talking about? And what is this about an executive order from Biden, $1 billion in ballot harvesting?
Exactly. Well, this is what, in response to the Zuckerberg money, the over $419 million that was used to prime the pump to manipulate the votes all across with the vote harvesting, particularly in swing states, particularly in Democrat areas. We know that 92% went to Democrat-leaning areas and that it really decided the election. I mean, this 2020 election for president was decided by 42,000 votes. So we came out with a Stop Zuckerbucks Act, which backed Mark Zuckerberg away and a lot of these private entities from using the 501c3 mechanism in the IRS code to try to bypass and put this private money through these 501c3s into election districts. And that's what was a huge factor, was part of the book Rigged by Molly Hemingway. It's part of the movie Rigged by Dave Bossy, excellent film, that was done. And what happened now, Mark Zuckerberg said, I'm going to back off of this. We got Ron DeSantis. We got 21 other states to actually ban Zuckerbucks. Really great progress, but guess what Biden did? He signed an executive order. It's executive order number 14019 for your listeners, and I know they're detail-oriented, and it's called Promoting Access to Voting. And basically what it does, it's an opaque federal election takeover. It's a backdoor way of getting Zuckerbucks, a backdoor way of getting H.R. 1, H.R. 4 in, and what they're doing is turning our federal agencies into partisan get-out-the-vote operations for the Democrats, much like what Acorn was in the old days.
Okay, you can cut it right there. The entire clip will be at HagmanReport.com for your viewing and listening pleasure. There it is. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. And before, lastly here, as I bring on Austin Brewer, HealthMasters.com, I want to say this. You think that, you know, all of the video clips, the outrage, Rand Paul's outrage against Fauci, calling Fauci a liar, right? Fauci lied to under oath to Congress. Why isn't that garden gnome in jewelry, in bracelets? I want to know why. I think we got a spare pair of bracelets around here. We do. I'll go arrest that son of a bitch. You know why? He lied. Okay, so he lies, and they clap. Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and others, and the people in the prisons in D.C. who never even got to a court. The political prisoners of January 6th out walking around. While this piece of dung not only lied to Rand Paul and other senators and congressmen, he's out, playing find the turtle in his pool out back of his house. Meanwhile, National Institute of Health grants database shows this. This, again, according to National Pulse. Ready for this? Anthony Fauci is still funding China's military-run CCP, Communist Chinese Party-run labs with our money. And he's got the balls to say, how dare you, you know, Senator, this is, again, don't believe your lying eyes or even lying ears. Folks, what's it going to take? What's it going to take? I'll tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take a 30-day supply, a regimen, 30-day regimen of healthmasters.com. Ultimate multiple, zinc, D3K2, the quercetin formula as well, the immune system buildup. It's going to take vitamin B. By the way, they're sublingual vitamin. Oh, my goodness. You want a Hunter Biden experience? Not really. Okay, I'm kidding. The best products on the market, in my view. Healthmasters.com, and they have food buckets, organic food buckets. If you don't get them now, you ain't gonna get them. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, and the yes, go back up. Right there. Oh, purple sticks. I'm sounding like Biden right now, right? Whispering in the mic. No, get the purple sticks. And the product of the week, of course, purple sticks. Yes. Oh, man. You drink a few of those, put those in a few bottles of water. You're good for like a week. I'll drive cross country. I'll pick up Austin Brewer. We'll go kick some butt in D.C. And I'll drop him back off just on a box of purple sticks. Go to healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. Make sure that's in your browser. And folks, do it tonight. Do it now. Order your stock now. Because you don't know when this will stop. Yes, it can't stop. And while you're there, in the background, listen to the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. You want some good information? There it is, top right. All right, Austin, took enough of your time. I'm hacked off today. Heck of a way to start a weekend. Not happy. Okay. So I'm picking you up. I'll ride shotgun maybe, or you can ride shotgun. One of us will ride shotgun.
I'm always riding shotgun with a shotgun. I'm ready for it.
Let's do this thing. Let's get this party started. Well,
what's interesting, you know, you were saying that as far as about Fauci lying. There have been so many circumstances over the last 2.5 years that we've literally caught him in direct lies. The thing with the Senate, with Congress, your guess is as good as mine. Obviously, he has some type of very significant place in the New World Order as far as why they've just let him go. I mean, Roger Stone makes a couple slip-ups, and they send a FBI SWAT team to his house at 4 a.m. with like 30 agents, and they give CNN a front row video seat to record the entire arrest, which, by the way, they don't do on SWAT teams. They don't allow journalists to be involved in SWAT raids, period, not unless they're way back behind the tape or behind the security or caution. They don't give them a front door access. Then he came in. Remember when the first thing started with COVID, how he constantly told everybody, there's nothing you can do at all right now. There's nothing you can do. There's no vitamins, ivermectin, nothing. We should sit and wait back and wait for this vaccine to get produced. Well, now we have another research study out of Israel that shows the probability of death was found to be higher by as much as 50% in COVID patients with severe vitamin D deficiency, while this probability fell to less than 5% in patients with good levels of vitamin D. I've talked about this for years now. We had stuff taken down on Facebook and on Instagram and our stuff online when we would post stuff like this when the research came out. They said it's fake news. Fake news. Does not go along with the CDC's COVID-19 information. Fake news. Well, good. Researchers right here out of the Israeli Medical Association Journal on the benefits of vitamin D with coronavirus patients came out here, and I quote, one of the main researchers said, outcomes of published clinical studies demonstrate that vitamin D levels are inversely correlated with COVID-19 severity. The probability of death was found to be higher by as much as 50% in COVID patients with severe D deficiency, while this probability fell to less than 5% with patients with good levels of vitamin D, the researchers wrote. Notwithstanding, there's an ongoing discussion regarding whether lowered vitamin D is caused by the infection or if its deficiency negatively affects the immune disease. Giving vitamin D supplements to COVID-19 patients has indeed improved their immune function, mainly by increasing the percentage of blood lymphocytes. A growing body of evidence supports the safety and beneficial effects of vitamin D supplementation to fight COVID-19 disease, reducing disease incidence, severity, and mortality among those with suboptimal levels. Now, again, you remember when CNN published this study a couple days ago? Oh, that's right, they didn't. Or NBC. NBC brought up, oh, no, that's right. They didn't publish that either. Only thing they keep telling you now is, well, you need to go get your child injected now. You know, you've been fully injected with all this gene therapy. You get sick every week. Well, you need to go shoot your child up with this shot. Well, good thing about this is I saw this and brought it up on the show earlier this week. The Kaiser Family Foundation released a poll showing that most parents of young children do not plan to get them vaccinated against COVID-19. Said more than 40% of parents of children under the age of 5 said they will definitely not vaccinate their children, compared to 10% who said they would get their children vaccinated. Can't believe there's still 10% that would say that. Said about a quarter of the parents surveyed said they would wait and see how the vaccine affected other children, and 13% said they would only get their child vaccinated if it was required to get into school. The hesitation isn't just coming from people who are unvaccinated. Even among parents in the study or in the survey who were fully vaccinated, about 1 in 4 said they are still definitely not getting their young children these shots. And it goes on here in this article, says there's 18 million kids eligible. These findings emphasize the difficulty health officials face in convincing parents to get their young children vaccinated. No duh, for good riddance, good reason. Come on now. And so what's crazy to me about this, though, the more we keep seeing this, we're starting to see this at least partial awakening with a lot of parents. And when you do a poll and you have 40% of the parents that are saying strongly, definitely not getting their children the shot, that's a pretty good indication that a lot of people are starting to wake up and realize everything we're literally watching right now is a complete and total lie. I mean, Fauci just did an interview on The Hill's Rising the other day and came out and said, I didn't recommend lockdowns at any time. Never recommended lockdowns. Didn't recommend them. Never thought about it. And then Spencer Brown did an article on here, and he said there's 9 separate times he quotes Fauci over a year and a half where Fauci either demands or tries to mandate or force certain places, the country or cities, closures of schools, restaurants, and bars on different occasions where they need to lock down. You have no other choice. You need to lock down. You need to shut down. Literally verbatim, over and over and over and over and over again.
Austin, you know what this reminds me of? Okay. You've got kids.
Oh, yeah.
Many people out there have raised children. You walk, you leave a plate of cookies on the table.
Yeah.
And one of the kids are there. You walk in and either one of the cookies are gone or there's a bite out of one of the cookies and crumbs coming down the mouth of the child. You say, Did you take a bite? I didn't do it. You know, as crumbs fall out, I didn't do it. Okay. They're treating us like we are stupid. Okay. Yeah. And many people are, I gotta say, from what I've seen, apparently many people are, but that's the way they're treating us. And by the way, you can put this on there about the kids' vaccines. There's Mrs. Fauci, which, okay. So if you, Garden Gnome to the left. I don't know what the heck that is on the Garden Gnome on the right, but okay. She insisted on COVID-19 vax trials for children. Damn them. Damn both of them. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the ironic part about this, Doug, when you see a lot of these sadistic individuals like that couple you see there, the two matching garden gnomes, you've got to wonder where the question is. Wait, if she's in bioethics, how in the world can you justify taking children that absolutely have virtually almost a 0% mortality rate from this virus in this age group and saying we're going to use full-blown experimental RNA gene therapy that has never been tested even in adults long-term? Normal clinical trials on vaccines pretty much throughout the last 30 years have always gone at least 2 to 4 years, sometimes longer. This is what they do with drugs. This is what they do all this stuff. You have to do long-term testing. You give somebody a drug and you go, hey, you didn't die from it. It's been 28 minutes. You didn't die. Well, all right, you're good. You're good. You're good. All right. We need to get approved. Get on the market. Roll it out. We're good. We're good. Get it spinning out. That's practically what they did with these children. It was an 8-week clinical trial that they had 4,500 participant children enrolled in. By the end of the 8-week trial, they end up with 1,800 participants. They lost almost 2/3 of the participants in the study in 8 weeks. Well, then you start finding out when you look at trials and you look at a dropout rate that high, that severe, the most common case why, especially when you see this fraudulent RNA shot being touted as a vaccine when it is not a vaccine, it's because, in my opinion, the vaccine had such horrific side effects, they could not allow the children that were having all these negative responses to be still enrolled in the trial. So they got to drop them off the roster, drop them off the roster, drop them off the roster. They've done this. They've gotten busted doing this many times with clinical trials. It's exactly what they did with this. Now we're seeing, again, the VAERS reporting system is spiking through the roof with children under 5 that are coming down with severe, severe injection adverse reactions to this. And again, this shot's supposed to be given over like a 2-month period with 3 different shots, which means, and it just got rolled out the end of June, which means we're not even seeing remotely on what's going to start happening until probably September, October, when you're going to start seeing these severe adverse events to these children. And it really makes me angry to see so many of these clowns that are in these positions not even bat an eye. They straight lie to the American populace, like you said, like we're just straight morons. Oh, no, I never called for lockdowns. I never said that. I never said anybody should lock down. Like, dude, you're on camera. All you ever did was get in front of a camera. All you wanted to do is have your little Napoleon complex, Fauci. But yet, here he is telling everybody, oh, that's what's going on. We're seeing it all across the board, and they're getting more and more brazen with it. I mean, we saw this 2 days ago, but I don't know what we watched with the bumbling buffoon twacked out on amphetamines or whatever he was, where he sits there, reads the teleprompter at the camera and doesn't blink for an entire minute while he continues to talk like this and pound his fist about how mad he is. And I'm like, what the heck is this guy on? There's like 15 different edits in the whole thing. And then you turn around and he looks like a completely different person in another interview he does the next day. Then you got Zelensky over in Ukraine. It's such a horrific war zone in Ukraine right now. He's got the whole weekend to do a Vogue cover photo shoot with his wife. If that doesn't show you the entire thing over there is theater, I don't know what to tell anybody with this. It's a complete and total joke. And somebody was asking me the other day, they were saying, well, why is this still ongoing with Russia and Ukraine, Russia and Ukraine? And I said, well, I've had some people tell me that Russia's trying to preserve the infrastructure. I've had other people pretty much tell me that have been involved in some stuff that the entire thing is designed to drag on like this intentionally to make sure they have a boogeyman to blame fuel prices and food prices and shortages on. And once the shortages and prices get bad enough, well, then the war will have no necessary need anymore. I don't know what the truth is, but I can tell you one thing. We are 100% not being told the truth when the fact that Zelensky and his wife have enough time to do a Vogue cover photo shoot in the midst of a war zone over there. I think, because, you know, I remember, Doug, you remember when Saddam Hussein, they did a Vogue cover shoot for him? Didn't Vogue cover shoot for him when we invaded Baghdad and started shelling Baghdad? You know that photo shoot they did with him?
Yeah, I think he was in he was wearing Speedos in one sock in the,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's that's right. They never did a photo shoot with him over there during a war zone because it was a war zone. And it's like you see this stuff. Like I knew when Pelosi and all these congressional members, you know, dozens of them have gone over there. I'm like, man, you remember when all these congressional leaders were going over to Fallujah when the Marines first went in there? Yeah, I remember them going over there all the time. Oh, that's right. None of them went over there because it was an active war zone. So you realize you start reading this stuff and seeing this stuff, and you have to start questioning everything you see, especially now when you see these guys are so bold-faced, brazen. Not only did they lie to Congress and Senate like Fauci, he's literally doing interviews now telling everybody, I never suggested or I recommended that businesses or companies or cities or states ever lock down or shut down. And I'm like, you must think the American populace has the shortest term memory. I remember in Alabama when they were sending out law enforcement to give people citations, they were sitting in their cars in the parking lot of churches while the pastor was doing an outside sermon and they were listening on their radio. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. No, we don't bring that topic up. Or when the paddleboarder is arrested while he's paddleboarding out of the ocean off the coast of California because he wasn't allowed to be outside because it was lockdown. Oh, yeah. Or Tin Horn Flats in California, when they came in and said, you have to mandate everybody has to wear a mask in here at all times. We're going to shut you down. Or when they shut down basically the Atlas gym up in New Jersey because they refused to basically shut down. They boarded up their doors and the gym members opened it up and pulled the doors off of them and left it open free for donations. We're supposed to just forget about all this stuff they did over 2 years with their absolutely tyrannical fist that most people got so sick of. We stopped complying and fought tooth and nail to make sure that we did not comply, especially in states down here like in Florida, once we realized the whole thing was a sham. So, no, I'm not going to forget about it. I'm not going to stop talking about it. I'm going to keep bringing it up, just like how Waco and the FBI and ATF burned and murdered and butchered 76 women and children, or how Randy Weaver's wife got her face blown off by an FBI agent from 400 meters while she was carrying their six-month-old child up in Ruby Ridge, and how the ATF instigated that with Randy Weaver. I'm going to keep talking about it until the day I die, because Americans have to remember what's being done and what was done to us, or else we'll continue to allow it to happen over and over and over and over again. You have to address what happened, and you can't forget about it just because it's uncomfortable or it's painful. You have to make sure everybody remembers it, or else it will happen over again. Like, they're already, apparently they're planning on doing mask mandates in LA again. Now they're, oh, we need to do mask mandates indoor in LA. Everybody needs to wear their little face diapers again, put your muzzle on to go inside. And I'm like, if they comply with this, while you literally have homeless people walking in the stores, stealing bags full of groceries, deodorant, liquor, anything they want, walking around with pickaxes and, you know, machetes, robbing people at knife point, shooting people, knifing people, gutting people on the street in broad daylight. You know what, guys? We need to start wearing masks because it's for your protection. It's for your protection. We're doing it to protect you. Are you kidding me right now? No, that's what they're doing. So it's about time that Americans start growing a set, in my opinion. Because we've been fighting this for years now, and now I think a lot of people, you don't have the excuse or the normalcy bias to say, oh, I didn't know that was going on. I didn't know that was happening. I didn't really realize. There's no excuse anymore. If you're even mildly awake, you realize every single thing they keep telling us is a lie, which means every single thing that they try to demand that we do, there needs to be noncompliance on every level with it, Doug. I've been talking to numerous people about these political, just, you know, people that have been locked up now on January 6th. I've had people contact me trying to get more attorney help and try to get stuff. I've been trying to help people the best I can. People that got charged with unlawful entry into a restricted building, I mean, which is a fancy word for trespassing, hey, still held without bond.
Hang on, because I want that. I really want you to. I want to delve into this, because what you mentioned there from Ruby Ridge forward, let's not forget any of this, and especially let's not forget the J6 prisoners and what happened on January 6th and the show trials right now. But getting back to what you said about LA and about the masks, we did one heck of an investigation into this, okay? And this is what we determined the reason. We determined this to be the reason for the masks.
Oh, gosh.
So if folks listening on the radio or by radio, by audio, you'll have to go to HagmanReport.com to really see what they are trying to cover. And, you know, you'll gouge your eyes out when you do. All right. But I wanted to throw that out there just for a little humor, although it's not, there is no humor. And you're right. Civil disobedience is mandated. All right. So, but getting back to what you were saying about these issues, continue with that, because it really deserves its own segment, if you will. This is so wrong on so many levels, and so many people are not. Look, you know, we're doing some things that we can do behind the scenes with respect to the J6 prisoners, attorneys, helping out the way we can, what we can do.
Yes.
I'm ready. Seriously, I'm ready to break them out of. And yes, I'm saying this. I'm ready to break them out, because this is not right.
No.
This is not right. And I would hope somebody would do that for me. This is not right to hold them without charge. We're in America. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I'm on the same page with you as well, Doug. I've had numerous discussions. And like I said, things going on behind the scenes. And let me clarify this. I am not against the rule of law, nor am I for breaking rules and breaking laws. But what I am completely for is breaking unjust, unconstitutional, tyrannical edicts that are being put on people. This being done and using these guys as political fodder with these January 6 individuals, especially people that are being charged, like I said, with trespassing. Now, there were people there. I'm not going to discount this. There were people there that basically were hitting law enforcement and fighting a very small, small percentage that, you know, battery on an LEO and certain things like that, or vandalism. I'm not about going out and breaking people's windows out either. I don't want that being done to my house. I don't do it to other people. But some of these other very, very absolutely minute incidences where a lot of these people simply just walked in with the crowd because there was a crowd walking in, and they literally just followed the crowd walking in and turning around and holding these people without pretrial release, saying that they're a flight risk because they got misdemeanor trespassing charges on them. Yet right now in LA, I just read about another case where a guy basically beat a woman with like a stick out in LA, got charged with battery with a deadly weapon. It was like a baton, got arrested, got released back out the next day on $0 bond with a trial date, got released within 24 hours, back out on the street again. And that literally is happening all the time out in California. Yet the flip side of it, you had literally people that followed other people into the Capitol building. And again, like I said, if there were people that were doing extreme gross, you know, vandalism, the areas, people walking in, stealing stuff, that's not okay either. I don't like people stealing from me. But this isn't that. This is being used as an example to try to run the numbers up as much as they can. But we've arrested X amount of people. It's up to 600, 700 people that are in the insurrection. Now we're seeing the whistleblowers from the FBI. If you saw this, Doug, I'm going to bring this up today, which is going to get everybody's attention real fast with Representative Jim Jordan, what he's put forward now with FBI whistleblowers. Apparently, there are still a few decent FBI agents, far and few between. But now we're seeing the FBI is reportedly pressuring FBI agents to reclassify cases as domestic violence extremism, regardless of the facts of the case, in order to bolster the Biden regime's narrative that the white extremists are the greatest threat to our country. Now, if you guys remember, I think it was last summer, I'm going to put this up right here. They put up a big bolster from Department of Homeland Security and said potential terrorist threats. The number one, opposition to COVID measures. Got to remember, if you oppose COVID measures, you're a terrorist. The second one, claims of election fraud and belief that Trump can be reinstated. Oh, yeah, that domestic terrorist. 9/11 anniversaries and religious holidays. And this is what they put up. You guys remember this? It was all over national television on mainstream media. The number one thing that makes you a potential terrorist in the United States now was opposition to COVID measures. Then this is coming out now from Representative Jim Jordan. And I quote, he said this. He goes, from recent protected disclosures, we have learned that FBI agents are pressuring other agents to reclassify cases as domestic violence extremism or DVE cases, even if the cases do not meet the criteria. Given the narrative pushed by the Biden administration that domestic violence extremism is the greatest threat facing our country, revelation that the FBI is artificially padding domestic terrorism data is scandalous at best. We have received accusations that FBI agents are bolstering the number of cases of DVEs to satisfy their superiors. For example, one whistleblower explained that because agents are not finding enough DVE cases, they're encouraged and incentivized to reclassify cases as DVE, even though there is minimal or circumstantial evidence at best to support the reclassification. Another whistleblower who led at least one high-profile domestic terrorism investigation stated the field office counterterrorism special agent in charge pressured agents to move cases into the DVE category to hit self-created performance metrics. According to whistleblowers, the FBI uses these metrics to dispense awards and promotions. Every whistleblower has called an environment of pressure within the FBI. So they're literally going in now and saying, if you want to get promoted, if you don't want to get sent down to the basement to basically do paperwork the rest of your career here, you're going to move these cases into DVE, domestic violence extremism, even though there's no evidence, even if it's circumstantial, even if it's just theory. You move it here and label it under the DVE category so we can come forward with our Homeland Security report this year and say, listen, it's on the rise. We now have thousands of domestic violence extremism cases that the FBI is working on. It's literally what he's saying here. They're planning on coming forward in the very near future, probably for the election, and the Homeland Security is going to put out a huge report stating the numbers have literally quadrupled, all the way up 5, 6, 7, 8 times higher than they were a year and a half ago. And these domestic violence extremisms have to be dealt with an iron fist right now. It's going to get out of hand. They're setting us up, Doug, and they're using January 6th as the precedent measure to push this even further, while now literally trying to force FBI agents to put things in categories they don't exist in simply so they can garner the numbers to continue their narrative and put it on the mainstream media so they can lie to the people to make them think the people that are standing up for their very rights, the people that are actually standing up for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, are the actual extremists, when in reality, these people running the show are the very extremists that they're blaming us for being, when they're the ones who are the ones that are trying to violate the Constitution. This is a very big deal what Jim Jordan put out, and it ties right back into what I was just saying with January 6th. They're using all of this to tie it in together. That is why it is so important. Listen to me, everybody. Y'all have to get the news and the truth out there. This narrative they're going to run with, and I promise you, this is building right now. They're going to try to get this to a point to where nobody's going to be able to say or do anything without being listed as a domestic violence extremist if you don't go along with the narrative. They're trying to self-censor the First Amendment in order to get people to do it, and they're trying to force people to not say anything that was going on. Don't talk about the January 6th people that are held in prison. Don't talk about Ruby Ridge. Don't talk about Waco. You don't talk about any of that stuff, or it makes you on the DVE list. I don't care what list it puts me on. All that matters right now is that everybody starts talking and bringing this truth up, because here's the thing. One or two people, they can single you out. 3 or 4 million people, all right, it takes a very, very formidable force to try to get 3 to 4 to 5 to 10 to 20 to 30 to 40, 50 million people to stop talking about what's really going on. And that is the duty of everybody right now, Doug, is to get the truth out there and keep waking more and more people up, because we definitely have momentum considering what we're seeing right now. Even though a lot of people are still asleep, there's a lot of momentum that's brewing right now because people realize there is something very, very wrong that's happening behind the scenes.
Now is not the time to shut up or be quiet. All right.
No.
Now is not the time. We have a possibility here, I believe, to convince enough remaining people that have their faculties or that believe in what they see, that we can make a difference. Now, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be tough, but there's more of us than there are of them. You know that. And I say that because, look, I want to live. I would really like my grandchildren, children to live the kind of life I enjoyed as a child, as a young person. And I'm sure, Austin, you feel the same way. This is not really about us anymore, the demographic perhaps of this show, but this is about the future generations. And you may say, well, whatever you might say, look, we need to take a stand right now, because if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything or anything, depending on, So we need to do that. And part of doing that too, folks, let me just say this, is making sure you are sharp mentally and physically, and do that through healthmasters.com. Go there. Do we have a coupon code this week, sir?
Yeah, I will. I will open up HR5. I will activate that.
HR5. Okay.
Yeah. Make sure everybody's got the 5% off all regular price items this weekend. Okay. And one thing that I wanted to tie in with this, Doug, is exactly what you said. You made a really valid point with making sure everybody's sharp. What they're doing right now together in unison is not by coincidence at all. Them trying to make people sick, them telling people that you don't want to take vitamin C or D3, you only need RNA gene therapy, telling people that you're not allowed to talk about any other natural nutrients or natural options, telling people that we didn't lock you down. We didn't tell you to do anything bad. We didn't force you to do that. We didn't arrest people and ticket people and fine people for not doing what we say. We didn't do any of that. You're making all this up. At the same time, they're getting everybody sicker and sicker and sicker. They're now saying anybody that questions the COVID lockdowns that they didn't do now, the COVID lockdowns that they didn't do, you're now domestic terrorists, essentially, is what they're implying with this. They want people to be soft. They want people to be sick. They want people to fall for the lie. The only way that works is if people are actually sick and they fall for the lie. The stronger you are mentally, the more capacity you have in reserve to handle what's going on and address it and say, okay, listen, this is a sucky situation. It's less than ideal. Let's be a little positive on that. So we're going to address it and we're going to handle it accordingly. The same thing with being physically fit. If you get a situation and you're 150, 200 pounds overweight, completely out of shape, and you've got to get in a situation, you don't really going to have a whole lot of fustunt or a lot of energy to handle it. You're going to be pretty winded within a few seconds. If you're really fairly strong, at least in moderately decent shape, and your immune system's really strong, you're going to be able to push back if something happens or defend your family or defend your friends or defend your country. So they're betting, Doug. They're betting that people are going to continue to get sicker, because people are going to continue to get more compliant, and people are going to get more dumbed down because they want people to go in and continue to follow what they've been telling them over the last 2 to 3 years. And it's this: you're not responsible for your health. Nothing you do matters at all. The only thing you need to do is what we tell you to do. If you have a problem, go to the doctor. We'll give you more pills and we'll give you a shot. And we'll send you home. Nothing else matters and you're not responsible. It's your doctor's responsibility to keep you healthy. So you don't have to have any consequences for what you do because it's not your problem to deal with. That's literally what they have reiterated the narrative over and over and over again for years. And it is a complete and total lie. It's the exact opposite. We are responsible for this. We are responsible for our own well-being and are especially responsible for our health. Nobody else is coming to save us. Nobody's coming over to your house and saying, hey, guess what, bud? I'm going to take this food out here that's really bad and I'm going to replace it with really good food. You need to eat high-quality nutrients and keep your body strong. Nobody's doing that. It's up to you. You make your own decision. If you decide you want to bring this junk food home and you decide you don't want to put good nutrients in your body and you want to drink sodas all day, you start having all these health problems, well, that's on you. You're the only one who's responsible for it. So people have to be reminded and have to get that ideology back in their head and understand if it is to be, it's up to us, Doug. And we're responsible, and especially our children. Our children are some of the most valuable things we have in this world. And their health is our responsibility. I've never seen a five-year-old jump in their mom's SUV and drive to the store and get a shopping cart and fill up their shopping cart full of Twinkies, ding-dongs, and cupcakes, and check out and drive back home and say, hey, Mom, I know I'm only five, but I figured it out. I got all the food that I want to eat for the week. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Never seen it before. Not one single time, because it doesn't happen. The parents bring the stuff home. The way you eat at home is the way your children are going to eat. The way your health is the way your children's health is going to be. They're directly connected, and you have to understand that because your children have to see positive example. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect all the time. I'm not saying you can't bring ice cream or good, you know, yummy junk food in sometimes. What I'm saying is don't make it a regular occurrence where you think every day after dinner, you guys got to make a pie or eat a gallon of ice cream or eat candy. That's one of the worst, like gummy candy. You want to ask for cavities? It's like cavities in a box with gummy worms and stuff like that. So continue to do the best you can because, listen, it's a fight for our overall health if we haven't already seen it. They're continually pumping more toxins, more nastiness. And then they say, well, all you need is a one-a-day vitamin. You go to Walmart, look at the one-a-day vitamin. Big, giant, hard horse pill tablets covered in shellac. Literally shellac. Whole thing's calcium carbonate. You look at the dosage on it. Not even relevant dosages. Stuff's in like micrograms, the highest amount. It's got 10 micrograms of vitamin C with one tablet. It's all you need a day. And people wonder why the vitamins feel like they're doing nothing or it makes them sick. You're not taking bioactive nutrients. Like our B vitamins, they're all bioavailable B vitamins. Same thing we have like in our purple sticks. It's got the methylated B12, not cyanide cobalamin B12, methylated B12. So your liver doesn't have to try to do a mass conversion on it to convert it into methylcobalamin and have a bunch of toxins in there. It's already ready to absorb and uptake immediately. So again, that's the same stuff we run our Purple Six, the same stuff in our Ultimate Powder we have on sale. So if it's something you don't want to do, mass expansion supplements, at least just go with the Ultimate Multiple Powder. The whole entire family can take it. My kids take it every single day. Please keep your body and your mind strong and keep your children strong, because I promise you, there is a lot of stuff that's on the horizon right now. You can feel it. The way they're constantly now gaslighting everybody. Oh, we didn't make you lock down. We didn't tell you had to lock down. We didn't do this. Oh, we didn't tell you had to get the shot. We didn't do any of that. You're just making it up. They're literally trying to call us stupid right in front of our faces, and it's about time Americans call them back out for what they are. Lying, psychotic sociopaths that are trying to control this country through communistic means, and there's no reason at all we should sit back idly by and be silent about it, Doug.
I am convinced a segment of the population loves servitude.
That's true.
I think to some extent, servitude takes the self-responsibility off your shoulders.
Yep.
Okay. And it's like, okay, tell me what to do. And they're told what to do, but you're absolutely right. But what you said earlier too, look, there's no one that's coming to help you. You dial 911. Ain't no one's going to answer. Okay. when it really hits the fan. So you're absolutely right. And by the way, I want to ask you a question, a product question. Okay. Now, this is a hypothetical. I don't know what made me think of this, but let's say I'm going to have a blood test. Well, I'll make it easy. Let's say today is Monday. It's not, but let's say, and I'm going to have a blood test on Wednesday. I'll just use that. I start taking, ultimate multiple today. I start with, I don't know, D, vitamin D and such. Are my blood tests, if I wouldn't take the supplements for the 48 hours before the blood test, or let me ask this a different way, would that 48 hours make a difference in the numbers on Wednesday? In other words, how much, I realize that you should have like your system built up with D and other minerals and such, but how quickly does this act? I guess maybe that's the question. How quickly does this act in your system?
Well, especially if you're dealing with methylated B vitamins, they act very quickly because they're water soluble. D3 and other things are going to take a longer time to build up because they're fat soluble. Funny you asked me that though, because I actually had blood work done a couple months ago, my annual blood work, and you're supposed to fast in the morning. And so I basically missed my fast deadline. I woke up accidentally and I ate a protein shake and some eggs. And it was like 7 a.m. And I was like, oh my gosh, I ate. I'm supposed to fast. So I called up the lab and I was like, listen, I just ate. They're like, all right, well, you got to at least wait, you know, another like 8 hours. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. So I had to reschedule all the way to like, I think like 3 p.m. was the next opening. So, well, with the food and breakfast, I was like, well, whatever, it is what it is. I'm going to take a, you know, glass of Ultimate Multiple powder. So I took 2 scoops of my water like normal. And I was like, all right, this is my food for the day. I'm not eating now until, you know, after 3-4 o'clock when I get back home after this blood work. And so I fasted for the entire rest of the day and drank water. And I got my blood work done. My blood panels were absolutely immaculate. And what was interesting, one of the main things they highlighted, though, was they said that my B12 level was actually off the chart. Because I didn't think about it when I took it, the Ultimate Multiple powder is loaded with methylated B12. And it acted that quick, just within a few hours before me getting blood work, that it literally shot my B12 levels through the moon. I mean, I'm like, they were through the moon on it, which wasn't bad. I love having high levels of B12 because it massively increases energy and mental acuity. And it's water soluble. You really can't get toxic on B12. I mean, you have to have such an absurd amount of B12. And even at that, all you have to do is stop taking it for like 2 to 3 days and your blood levels are going to drop right back down into a really normal range. But I thought it was funny because when I got the test back, I saw my B12 and I was like, it was like 2 days later. I was like, golly, I'm like, where in the world did that come from? It's like, oh, ratio high, extremely high. And I put this little like reminder underneath it. And I was like, oh, that's right. Like I took a bunch of Ultimate powder right before I did blood work. But that shows you how fast it hit my stomach. Sat in my gut for, you know, 6-7 hours, whatever it was. It literally was already spiked in my bloodstream that quickly. And I felt good for the whole day. I haven't done, you know, a normal half day fast like that in a long time. I actually felt really good. So answer your question on that. You'll see results very quickly on blood levels. If you're talking about stuff like D3 and other things, that's going to be a longer rate of building up your system. Usually wait every 30 days to check like your D3 levels on fat soluble vitamins like that, Doug.
All right. Yeah. I was just, I don't know what made me think of that, but I was just wondering how much lead time do you need to, let's say one of you listeners or viewers, got a bad blood report. Okay. Your D levels are down or whatever. So wait 30 days, take the supplements and recheck yes. them. Okay. 30. So roughly 30 days, with the exception of like vitamin B12, which, in that case, okay, that's a little bit different. Would that also, I don't, can they measure C? Vitamin C, can they measure those levels or no?
Blood lipid levels, I think there's a test form that's usually not generally checked because vitamin C goes to the system very, very quickly. And so that's not really anything. I think you can request it, but it's never been anything I've ever wondered about. Okay. I always take a lot of vitamin C. The only thing I do know as well, if you're looking at something for like natural production of hormones, say like the Testo Plus or the Tongat Alley, like you're really trying to bump testosterone levels up, you need to take that for about a month as well before you get blood levels. I've had guys actually do that. They get blood work done, the testosterone's low, they go on the Tribulus or Tongat Alley or Testo Plus for about a month, and they check them, and usually their levels are significantly higher than they were. The only thing I always recommend when taking those supplements, you take the DIM estrogen control with it. If you're going to take real high doses of the Tribulus or Tongat, the DIM estrogen control helps to combat elevated levels of E2 or estradiol in the body, because extra levels of testosterone will slowly convert to estrogen in some cases. Some people are more sensitive than others. But so that's a very natural, the DIM estrogen control is a very natural, very clean, very healthy for the body, a supplement that helps to combat elevated estrogen if you do start having massive testosterone production from those supplements when you throw them in, just as a side note.
Okay, wait a second. So let's say my testosterone is down, however they measure that. Believe me, folks, it's not. But let's say it is. So I start slamming testosterone, right? You're telling me that too much, I can grow man boobs? Is that what you're saying?
You can aromatize, yes. Generally with supplements like Tongat Alley or Tribulus, it's very rare in most cases. I mean, because the amount of testosterone your body's actually going to produce is going to slow down rapidly before it gets to that level, because estrogen is antagonist to testosterone. So if your body starts having high levels of testosterone, your estrogen conversion is going to be a little bit higher, which is going to cause your testosterone to slow down a little bit, which is going to decrease the amount of aromatization. Now, if you start taking testosterone supplement, like testosterone injections, like TRT, which some guys go on when they get older, yes, you do have to be careful of that, because now you're not producing testosterone, you're injecting testosterone, and you got to be very careful with estrogenic side effects. And yes, man boobs, that can be a problem. But naturally, with the supplements, it's very, very rare. I just recommend it because I'm not a fan of having much estrogen in my system. It generally only need a small amount, and that's primarily for like joint lubrication, some hormone production. We don't need much at all in there. Too much of it, you turn like a man-child baby and grow man boobs. That's nothing that men need to have in this country.
So that's why Eric the Tech walks around going, like, I got no bees. Oh my. No, well, thank you for that, because you know, as men get older, apparently I don't know, because I've been taking my supplements and I haven't experienced any loss of testosterone that I know of, but so that's a concern. So good information there. And folks, you can contact Health Masters if you have health questions and you intend to purchase a product. I mean, don't waste their time. But you know, if you're looking for a solution, certainly contact them and they'll tell you what you need to take in tandem with one of their products, right? So you can do that. And just tell them that Doug Hagman said it was okay to call, and that's all you got to do. And they'll treat you right. That's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. HR5 for 5% off the non-saleable items. Hey, go for it. And you know, I'll tell you what, the purple sticks, man, oh man. Okay. If you know, I was jonesing for the 80s. So I take a purple stick and I find a DeLorean and just snort that off the back end of a DeLorean using a dollar bill. And it's just like the 80s, except it's healthier. I'm kidding, but I'm kidding. Don't send me emails. Don't, please don't. The purple sticks are great. Which I love them. I could buy them by the pallet. And that's the product of the week. All right, healthmasters.com. So where are we, aside from being in a recession, which, you know, of course, no, we're not really in a recession. They said no. gas prices are down. It's amazing gas prices have come down. Oh, am I so happy. what, 40 cents every day, for the last 40 days, they've come down at least a penny, if not more. Okay. So I don't even know what to make of this, help me out here. What's going on? What's the most important thing to you right now, given the entire scenario, the international stuff, the national stuff, the Biden's on? But let me talk about, forget all that. Let's talk about Biden, about that video. Do you believe it's possible that we could be looking at two different Bidens? It's a serious question.
Yes, I think it's a very plausible solution, not to sound like I'm some crazy conspiracy theorist. I personally think it's not abnormal at all for presidents to have multiple body doubles. Saddam Hussein did, you know, Fidel Castro did. We've seen Hillary Clinton's body double before, videos where she fell down and all of a sudden she's got some other lady walking around, supposed to be, Hillary. So body doubles are nothing abnormal. What they generally don't have any type of significant role. What we're seeing now is something a little bit different. And, Ted and I had this discussion on the show yesterday, and I think it's very possible. And he agreed that he thinks it's a deep fake digital edit in that video they did the other day. If you've ever seen the deep fake content, they've done it with Tom Cruise on social media, and they've worked on that. And this technology has been around for years, by the way. And the video from Biden, I think that's what Ted brought up on the show, was that they have a difficult time with eye movement and blinking with deep fake digital editing. And that would bring in one of the reasons why you didn't see Biden really blink at all. I think like once or twice, and it was very weird. His mannerisms were very mechanic-like. His facial expressions, everything was very strange. The whole video seemed very, very edited. I took video editing in college. I was involved in a lot of different projects when I was younger. I've worked with Dad on TV shows that he's had. So I've always been intrigued in it. And when I saw that video, and I talked to another buddy of mine that does heavy, heavy digital editing, actually used to be producer for a show on television. And he told me, he was like, dude, that whole video has been like subbed. Like they did multiple edits. That's why there were multiple cuts in it. And he said something about that video, nothing adds up on it. And so I think what we're seeing now is exactly what you and I talked about last week on the show. Is Biden actually alive? What happened with this whole COVID thing? What are we actually seeing? We now know, if you've noticed, anytime now it looks like he's coming around, he's starting to wear a mask again, when he's outside again. That is one of the easiest, most effective ways to cut somebody's ability to notice them and as they distinguish them. Is he always wears sunglasses when he's out, when you see him like out and about, sunglasses and a mask now. Well, you can pretty much just about take any old individual, color their hair white, and the same body length, same body shape and body weight, put sunglasses and a mask on them, and you're pretty much not going to be able to tell the difference of any individual from a distance over cameras. And I kind of think that's exactly what we're seeing right now. I think the real Biden is so senile. When they do try to bring him up and bring him out, he's so completely and totally delirious, it can't function. I mean, because if you look at videos just from a few months ago, when he would go out and do a teleprompter speech, and he's, you can sum up in my America, roll up a water hose, you stack spaghetti on the shelf, and I got hairy legs. And you're like, all right, that's the president. And then all of a sudden you have this video that comes out, and he's sitting there wide-eyed, staring at the camera, talking about this insurrection that Donald Trump was involved in this and sat there. And I'm like, dude, this guy literally either just got the biggest boost of energy in his life, or they're mainlining amphetamines for him, or this whole thing's complete and total spoof and it's deep fake. Because you can't have somebody that varies this much in behavior. One day you see him, he's so senile, he can't even complete a sentence on a teleprompter. The next day they do a video that's heavily edited and the dude's acting like he's on crank and doesn't blink. You know what I'm saying? There's way too many discrepancies for this to be the same individual all the time, in my opinion.
So when you say deep fake and edit, do you mean that it's not Biden there, or it is, but it's edited somehow? Or, I mean, would you explain the deep fake to me?
So I brought it up on the show about a year and a half ago because there were videos that were surfaced on social media with a guy that looked similar, but was clearly not, but looked similar to Tom Cruise. And he was doing these videos and posting them up on TikTok and Instagram. And people were freaking out because they thought Tom Cruise actually got social media, which Tom Cruise does not have social media. And then later on, he brought it out and he said, yeah, I'm a video editor. What we do is, you know, I have similar body structure and Tom Cruise. And he goes, what we do is we record me doing something. And then we go in and we actually take that video and we do like a deep fake overlay on it with Tom Cruise's facial expressions, different mannerisms, his voice overlay, and they actually do an overlay edit on his video. And you literally see him and it looks like Tom Cruise. It sounds like Tom Cruise. It is just like Tom Cruise, like you would see in a movie.
Okay.
But it's not Tom Cruise. And that's essentially what deepfake is. You take somebody that's very similar in that size and weight range and height, and you basically superimpose and change the digital editing of their facial structure and of their voice, and you completely make a fake film. It's not really them there. It's a body double, essentially, that you heavily edited, and it's almost indistinguishable in some cases if you don't know what is being done and you're simply just watching it from a very blank perspective.
Okay. And folks, that's okay. That was my understanding of it. I just want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing. And I think more and more people are starting to realize that something is terribly, terribly wrong here. Yeah. And so this country is in trouble, especially if that is the case. I've never seen that with any other president. But don't forget, too, FDR, they hid the wheelchair. Wilson, Edith Wilson was the acting president, essentially, for the majority of his several months of his term. So it's not that this hasn't happened before, just not to the CGI depth or the computerized manipulative depth that's happening now. Very interesting indeed. All right. I didn't want to take you necessarily where you didn't want to go or on a path, but thank you for that. So we got about three minutes left. It's all yours, my friend. Whatever you want to talk about, 3 minutes. I'm generous. Right?
Yeah. And to spin off one thing, that if people are actually questioning what I'm saying, do your own research on it. There's even a video of the bumbling buffoon Biden last year and a half ago, and you saw it. We talked about it, where he's outside allegedly talking to reporters, and they have questions they're asking him. And you can actually see in the bottom of the screen, his hand goes through the recorder's microphones that they're allegedly holding out. His hands are going through them, meaning they weren't there. The reporters weren't there. It was superimposed. There was nobody there asking him questions. He was just standing out there by himself. They superimposed microphones and added in voice questions for him to answer on a little, you know, impromptu, you know, journalist thing out there. And then people were questioned over and over. And they said, oh, well, that was just an issue with the camera. I'm like, no, it wasn't. You see on 3 different occasions, his hand completely goes to the microphone and goes through it. That's not an accident. This just happened. You're superimposing microphones in the camera. So do your own research on it. But one thing I also saw too, that I found that really caught my eye, and I'm going to talk about this briefly. I'm going to do more research on it, but I've talked about it for years. The World Economic Forum now, if you saw this, Doug, they are now stating that they want to go in and end all private car ownership. Why? Well, to stop the coming climate apocalypse that's upon us. So you don't need to have your own car anymore. You need to give that up. You need your ride share, or you need to rent a car when you need it. So if you only need a car for 4 hours, you just rent a car. Give it back when you're done. This goes into exactly what they've been doing over the last 2 to 3 years with COVID, spiking the prices, buying people out of the market, pricing them out of the market. Now they're pushing the fuel out. Whole thing started with cash and clunkers back in 2007, 2000, or 2008, 2009 with Obama, where he went in and had all these people turn these cars in and get $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for them. And a lot of them were cars that could have been repaired and were very easily to maintain, but people were just dumping cars that didn't run in order to get them the money. And so that's what they're doing right now. And they're continually going in and directly targeting a lot of these food companies. I saw another one. I'll talk about it next week. But the Biden's Department of Justice has now filed a lawsuit against Cargill, Sanderson Farms, and Wayne Farms, stating that they've been doing price fixing, and they've also been preventing employees from being able to have other competition prices in the market, which has prevented them from salaries. So they're hitting them, I think, with like an $84 million restitution judgment, which is essentially going to put a lot of these farms out of business that are in chicken production, on top of what's already been going on right now. That's why I've encouraged people, make sure you're stocked up on food. If you want to get the food buckets, we got the organic ones. If you want the meat buckets, we got those. If you simply want to get rice and beans from the store and stockpile them, do what you need to do. But I can tell you right now, food's not going down on price anytime soon. It's not going to get any easier to get as we see more of these things start to occur.
And there's always cannibalism, you know, of course.
Yes.
Exactly. So folks, believe me, you want to stock up, and especially stock up on your supplements while you can still get them. And that's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. HR5 is a coupon code. I want to thank you, Austin, so much for your time today. I appreciate all that you and your dad do. And folks, listen to Health Masters Radio. Go to healthmasters.com and Ted and Austin Brewer Show. There it is. God bless you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Good night, everyone. I'll sign up for the register for the fundraiser. Please go to the lady.